Fred Film Radio from the 76th Venice International Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio from the Venice Festival. I'm Angela Cerbi. I'm really, really glad to have here Nina Davaluri with us.
Hi.
Good afternoon.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, we wanted to have you since we knew that you were here. So, because we wanted to talk to you about an issue that we care a lot. We just finished to have our third roundtable. This one of today was about gender equality in cinema. Mm-hmm. So who else could be involved in this if not you? Can you just tell us to other listener why you are in Venice?
Yes, I'm so excited. I'm actually here. We're announcing and launching a documentary that I've been working on over the past year. It's called Complexion, and it's about the skin lightening industry. So I'm South Asian, grew up in America, but, you know, the pervasiveness of what that means, you know, being told from my family to not go out in the sun because I'll get too dark, or, oh, you would be so much more beautiful if you were a little lighter, and comments like that. And I think this is so much more than just outward appearances. This also, you know, traveling to India every year, my family is still there. Some of my family is still there, to see that this really affects everyone on a socioeconomic status level, not only in India and lots of South Asia, lots of developing countries around the world. And I think in order to truly, you know, have gender equality, this is a topic that needs to be addressed.
Listen, your story is pretty specific on this because you were elected Miss America in 2014. Mm-hmm. And from that moment on, for a while, you were kind of, I mean, you suffered a backlash on that.
Mm-hmm.
On social media, regular media, on any kind of media,
any
kind of media, because you were not considered to be American enough.
Correct.
Because you didn't look like an American.
Correct.
You're Indian, so how dare you? How dare you be? And you did a very smart and good move, because instead of suffering from that, you fight it.
Yeah.
You fought it. You tried. Which was the first step of this fight that you pursued?
I don't like to necessarily say fight. I like to say that I brought awareness to it.
You reacted strongly.
So, you know, I didn't just wake up as Miss America and say, you know what, I'm going to promote diversity now. It's something that I've essentially done my entire life. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of times when people make racist remarks or comments, you know, regardless of your culture or the color of your skin, it stems from usually a place of ignorance, not necessarily malicious, although sometimes that is the case. But for me, you know, I've always viewed myself as first and foremost American. Yes, I have my Indian culture and I'm proud of that, and I shouldn't ever feel like I have to hide that. And so for me, it was really about bringing this conversation, because ultimately this is about all of us coming together. It's really a human issue. So turning that negative conversation into a positive one was what I chose to do. And unfortunately, I think now more than ever, this conversation is really necessary. And it's been 5 years since I've won, but continuing that mission is why I'm here today.
Yeah, you're right. This is really, it's really, really unfortunate, because it seems that the world is going backwards in the last like 3 years at least.
Yes.
You know, then we can talk about politics and whatever, but it's still, but you know, the society is a reflection of that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there is no doubt about that.
There is, but I think I also see, you know, talking about social media, we live in a time where we have access to so much at our fingertips. Mm. And I see a lot of activism with my generations and younger and older as well. But, you know, I always say that a post isn't enough, you know? And again, why I'm here today, it didn't feel like I was doing enough. And so I hope that this documentary really sheds a light and addresses that in a time when it's needed.
Yeah, because it's true that there are many famous people building up a second career on makeup, for example. Specify. I'm not making names, but you know what I'm talking about this exact issue. So, in order for you to fit in, you have to look like all the other that are not your skin color. You have to be close to the winning skin color, which is really absurd.
Yes.
How did you work for this documentary? I mean, I don't want to spoil anything because you're still on that. But how was the creative process?
So we're still in the creative process, which is really exciting. And I think someone asked me, you know, what are you really looking for, or what story are you hoping to tell? And I said, truth. I think that's the best part of a documentary. You never know what story you're going to get until you have multiple conversations with multiple individuals. And so I'm excited. You know, we'll be in India. We'll be in Thailand. We'll be shooting here in Italy as well, New York and London, as well as Nigeria. So we're going to have such a beautiful, I think, global mix of people and individuals sharing their stories. Because ultimately, this is so not about me. It's so much bigger than that. And so to be able to really share their stories and hear what their truth is hopefully going to be really powerful.
Well, Nina, so we wait for you once Complexion, which by the way is a great title,
thank you,
will be finished, to come back to Fred Radio to talk about it more like largely.
Okay? I would love that.
And for the moment, I thank you for having been with us. I thank Nina Davaluri, former Miss America of 2014, future film director here in Venice at Fred with Angela Cherby, Fred the Festival Insider.
Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.